light. Was it only a matter of time? Need I remind you? Told me you tried.
Radio every day. Power 91.3.
Yo, yo, what's good? It's Chill, Chill. And you are listening to Power FM 100% Zed and Afro. Hits all day.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka. Lusaka. Feel the power. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Gears Defense ACZ timeline describing it as extremely tight but manageable. The Department of Immigration exceeds its revenue collection target for the year 2025. In international news, dozens killed in deadly gold mine attack in South Sudan. While in sports news, CAF announces reforms after chaotic AFCON final.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. The Governance, Elections, Advocacy, Research Services, GIES Board Chairperson, Lakson Lungu, has defended the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ's decision to designate May 18, 2026 as Nomination Day. He dismissed concerns from opposition parties, including the Socialist Party, that the timeline creates undue pressure. Speaking on Voice of the People, Mr. Lungu explained that Zambia's electoral process separates presidential and parliamentary elections, with nominations conducted independently approximately over 226 constituencies, adding that this arrangement reduces logistical strain. Mr. Lungu described the ECZ's electoral calendar as extremely tight but manageable, highlighting that activities have been ongoing since June. He therefore encouraged political parties to engage directly with ECZ if they have persistent concerns. Meanwhile, he challenged political party members to thoroughly understand their party constitutions, arguing that well-informed members are better equipped to hold their leaders accountable, especially regarding issues such as conventions and internal governance, which are often controlled by party elites.
Of course, in terms of understanding their constitutions. But the moment political party members will start understanding their constitutions, then they'll be able to hold their leaders to account. It is very difficult to hold your leaders to account if you don't understand what your own laws within those political parties say. So first of all, members of political parties must come to understand their laws, what their constitutions say, and then they'll use the laws to hold their members, to hold their leaders accountable. For example, if there is a convention that is to be held, and the law doesn't seem to provide for holding of such a convention, then members would literally come out and indicate that this is against the law. So we can't do this, or we can do this based on what the law says. So as I indicated earlier, the law becomes very critical. Laws by nature were brought into place to bring order in the way political parties and in the way we play our games, the way we run affairs of societies. So it is very critical that members of political parties should take charge of their political parties.
The Department of Immigration has exceeded its revenue collection target for the year 2025, generating over 1.6 billion kwacha compared to the target of 1.112 billion kwacha, marking a 30.7% increase. This growth is attributed to a significant rise in migration activity and enforcement efforts during the 2025 season, despite operational challenges and ongoing reforms. Immigration Director General Japhet Lishomwa reported that entries increased by 8% to 2.8 million. And visas rose by 11%, over 208,000. Enforcement activities also intensified with more than 12,500 illegal immigrants detained, 11,000 arrests are made, and over 10,300 removals executed. Additionally, cases of human trafficking and migrant smuggling rose to 602. However, Mr. Lishomwa noted that operations faced funding constraints and delayed implementation of salary upgrades from the job evaluation exercise that has negatively impacted officer morale.
On the facilitation side, the department recorded notable progress in 2025, reflecting both growing investor confidence and sustained demand for Zambia as a destination for work and trade. During the year under review, we granted 25,218 employment permits, representing a 25.57% increase compared to 18,768 issued the previous year. Facilitation of migration must be matched by firm enforcement of the law. We further participated in joint security operations targeting illegal mining activities particularly in Northwestern Province, where operations commenced around June 2025. However, our operations were very seriously hampered by inadequate and erratic funding and the lack of transport, especially for difficult terrain around most remote mining sites.
Farmers in Gabwe District have advised, or rather have been advised, to remain vigilant over an outbreak of contagious bovine pleuropneumonia, also known as CBPP, a disease affecting cattle. Speaking during a sensitization meeting held in Mokubwe Camp, Ngabwe District Veterinary Officer Orphan Mwambazi disclosed that 27 cattle have so far tested positive for the disease. Mr. Mwambazi stated that restrictions on cattle transportation have been imposed to prevent the spread of CBPP. Ngabwe District Commissioner Stanley Mwendachabe called on livestock farmers to support the ban and prevent the movement of animals from other areas to protect livestock in the district. Contagious bovine pleuropneumonia is a severe respiratory disease that affects cattle and buffaloes.
The government, through the Minister of Fisheries and Livestock, has issued a gazette notice. Farmers are not allowed to move animals from Ngabwe to other districts or bringing other animals to this district to prevent the spread of the disease, CBPP.
The University Teaching Hospitals, UTH Adult Hospital, in collaboration with Operation Eardrop, a Netherlands-based medical research outreach organization, has successfully conducted 10 specialized ear surgeries. This initiative has alleviated chronic conditions and significantly improved patients' quality of life. According to UTH Public Relations Officer for the Adult Hospital, Mwiza Mwia, UTH hosted a specialized hands-on surgical camp from March 23rd to 27th, 2026. The camp brought together leading ENT specialists and trainees, combining rigorous training with real-life surgical experiences. This approach provided patients with vital ear treatments while equipping doctors with advanced surgical skills. Ms. Mwia stated that the initiative offered four trainees direct, hands-on experience in ear surgery, enabling them to safely and effectively manage delicate procedures. And UTH Acting Head of ENT, Dr. Taonga Shonga, underscored the importance of practical learning for medical professionals. She noted that such training is crucial for the country's largest health facility, as it equips doctors with the expertise needed to address complex ear conditions. She added that developing local expertise also reduces the need for patients to seek specialized treatment abroad. The training was conducted in collaboration with Operation Eardrop and received support from Bait Cure Hospital and the Zambia Ear, Nose and Throat Audiology and Speech Language Therapy Society, ZENTAS. Within a separate development in international news, gunmen opened fire on a bar in Jos, the capital of Nigeria's Plateau State, triggering mob retaliation and leaving at least 33 people dead, according to local sources. The attack took place on Sunday evening at the Agwan Rukuba area of Jos North. Initial reports said at least 12 people were killed when unidentified attackers opened fire at a bar and restaurant. The death toll later rose to 33, although it remains unclear how many died in the shooting and how many in subsequent mob violence. A local youth leader said the attackers targeted people at the venue before a mob formed and began attacking passerbys and nearby traders. At least three people were killed in their retaliation, some of them burned. Authorities have launched an investigation and imposed a curfew in Jos North to prevent further violence. The University of Jos postponed exams due to rising tensions. Still within international news, at least 73 people have been killed in a brutal attack on a gold mining site in South Sudan, highlighting ongoing insecurity in the world's youngest nation. The assault targeted the Kwalkalten mining area, around 70 kilometers southwest of the capital Juba, over the weekend. According to Vice President James Wami Kiga, at least 25 others were seriously injured. In a statement, IGA called for urgent medical evacuations for the wounded and announced plans for an investigation into the attack. He said authorities must identify those responsible and determine their motives. The perpetrators remain unclear, with conflicts accounting merging. And a security source suggested the involvement